Navigating monsoon season in Yangon, Myanmar. Good morning from Yangon, Myanmar, where navigating monsoon season means watching a tea shop owner on Anarata Road drag a blue tarp over his low plastic stools, 3 minutes before the sky opens. I flew in on Myanmar Airways International 2 days ago. The rain has not really stopped since. The clouds here do not build slowly. They arrive. 1 minute the heat sits thick on your skin, the next the water comes down in sheets and the street changes character entirely. I learned this the hard way this morning, cameras strapped to my back, walking the grid of streets in the downtown colonial quarter. The vendors move faster than anyone. That is the first thing you notice. A woman selling mohinga, that fish noodle soup you smell before you see, had her pot covered and her stall wrapped in plastic sheeting in seconds. The betel nut sellers tuck their green leaves under umbrellas. Fruit stalls tilt their awnings so the water runs off the front instead of pooling on the mangoes. This is practiced. Rehearsed. Nobody panics. The drainage tells another story. Yangon sits low and flat near the Yangon River, and the old brick drains along the pavement fill quickly. At the intersection near Sewell Pagoda the water rose over the curb within minutes. Not dramatic. Just constant. Brown, warm, carrying leaves and cigarette packs and the smell of wet concrete and diesel. Commuters improvise without complaint. Men roll their longi higher and wade. Motorbike taxis pick their line carefully through the shallowest patches. A bus, one of the newer YBS ones, sent up a small wave that soaked a row of people waiting under an overhang. They laughed. Shrugged. This is June through October reality here. My detour was accidental. Cameras and open water do not mix, so I ducked into a tiny local bookstore, unnamed, shelves crammed floor to ceiling with dog-eared paperbacks and old maps. I stayed 2 hours. The owner made me tea. Outside, the rain hammered the tin awning, a flat mechanical roar. Inside, the paper smelled of damp and dust. That is how the monsoon works. It does not stop the city. It reroutes it. You learn to move with it, or you stand still and wait, tea in hand, listening to the water find its way down. Navigating monsoon season starts with reading the sky. The rain arrives on schedule here. Locals know it. By early afternoon the clouds stack up over the north, gray and heavy, and everyone shifts gears. I learned fast that navigating monsoon season means moving before noon and hunkering down after. The air turns thick and warm. You smell wet concrete before the first drop lands. Then it breaks. Not gently. Sheets of water hammer the corrugated roofs of the market stalls near Baguio Kong San Market, and within minutes the gutters run brown. I stayed at the Hotel Yangon on All One Road for $45 a night. Fair value. The front desk staff swapped my street-facing room for a quieter one at the back without me asking twice. Hospitality was genuine, not scripted. They handed me a folded plastic poncho on my way out the door each morning, which tells you how the rain dictates everything. Watching vendors waterproof their livelihood, street sellers here are engineers of scarcity. I watched a woman selling fried snacks pull a sheet of thick clear vinyl over her whole cart, waited at the corners with old car parts. She kept the fryer going underneath, oil hissing, steam rising into the plastic. The trick is keeping the fire dry while the water pours 2 inches away. Others rig bamboo poles into A-frames and lash tarpaulin across them, leaving a small gap for smoke to escape. Near Shwedagon Pagoda, the flower vendors move their whole operation onto raised wooden pallets. Marigolds and jasmine floating just above the flood line. That's why choosing this city over the quieter riverside town of Pathein makes sense during rain. Yangon's density means someone is always open, always adapting, always selling. Pathein empties out. Here the commerce simply reorganizes itself vertically. Insider tip 1, A. Plastic poncho from any corner shop costs 500 chat. Buy 2. They tear. Locals do the same. Timing your moves around flooded intersections, the low points flood first. The junction near Hleden Center becomes a shallow lake within 20 minutes of hard rain. Commuters roll up trouser legs, hold sandals in one hand, and wade. Trishaw drivers charge more when the water rises, and nobody argues. I saw one man carry a stack of office documents wrapped in three grocery bags across water up to his shins, moving like it was a normal Tuesday. It was. Navigating monsoon season across these intersections is about reading the crowd. If locals stop and wait under an eave, wait with them. If they wade, the water is safe. The drainage in the older downtown grid holds better than people expect because the original grid was laid with a slope toward the water. The newer suburbs flood worse. Nobody planned the runoff there. Insider tip 2, the Grab app doubles surge pricing during downpours. A ride that costs 4,000 chot dry can hit 9,000 wet. Walk to a main road first, then book. Eating where the rain pushes everyone indoors when the sky opens, the covered restaurants fill in seconds. I ducked into Rangoon Tea House on Pansitan and paid 8,000 chot for a plate of coconut noodles and a proper coffee. Clean, dry, busy. Compare that to the all-inclusive resort packages out toward Angwi Song, where you pay US$120 a night to be trapped behind a buffet while it rains anyway. Here, for a fraction, you eat what the city actually eats. Steam rising off bowls, the clatter of aluminum spoons, everyone crammed shoulder to shoulder because outside is impossible. The food doesn't stop for weather. It just relocates. Vendors who worked the pavement at dawn now sell from doorways and stairwells. The smell of frying garlic hangs in the wet air, heavier when it's humid. Navigating monsoon season for food means following the noise. Where it's loud and crowded, the kitchen is dry and working. Planning a practical three-day wet weather route, I ran a simple three-day plan built entirely around the rain clock. Mornings for movement, afternoons for shelter. Day 1, markets and downtown before the noon break. Day 2, the pagoda platform, which stays walkable because the marble is covered and drains well. Day 3, a slow loop of the covered walkways and indoor eateries. Navigating monsoon season to a workable rhythm meant accepting I'd lose 4 hours a day to sitting still. I stopped fighting it. Why choose this city in the wet months? Prices drop. My US$45 room would run 70 in the dry season. Restaurants aren't packed with tour groups. And navigating monsoon season here teaches you more about how people actually live than any dry season postcard ever would. The water reveals the real logistics of the place. Insider tip 3, the 43 city bus runs a downtown loop for 200 chot and stays reliable in rain. It's slow, but it never surge prices. Board at the covered stops and you stay dry between destinations. Final entry, the city learns to bend the rain arrived at 4 this morning. I heard it before I saw it. A steady drum on the corrugated roof of the rented flat off Maha Bangala Road. By 7, the street below had turned into a slow brown river. I watched the vendors work. They move fast. One woman flipped a sheet of clear plastic over her cart, weighting the corners with old car batteries. Practiced. No panic. The men near Pansitan Street stacked their goods on crates, lifting everything a foot off the ground. This is not their first flood. Navigating monsoon season here is about angles and timing. The drainage on Merchant Street held. Barely. 2 blocks north, near the railway lines, it failed completely. Water pooled at the intersection, ankle deep, and commuters simply rolled up their trousers and waded through. A boy carried his shoes in his hands. An old man used a bamboo stick to test the depth before each step. I learned a real cost today. A shared taxi that normally runs 3,000 chot asked for 8,000 during the worst of it. Not greed. Simple math. The driver takes longer routes to dodge the flooded low points near the port. Fuel and time. I paid it. The smell was earth and wet concrete and diesel, thick in the humid air. My camera bag stayed under my jacket the whole way. The practical lesson, navigating monsoon season means adjusting every plan by 2 hours minimum. Nothing runs on time. You build slack into the day or you drown in delays. Tomorrow I head to Kendogi Lake. Higher ground, better drainage, and the boardwalk should show me how the wealthier districts handle the same water. Different systems. Same sky.